And we're back. It's the Santa Fe Radio Cafe live from the Santa Fe Bacon Company. This is Maxwell Lucas. And we are this Friday, as we are most Fridays, speaking of the arts, all the things coming up this Halloween weekend. I have a very special guest for this Friday's segment. It's Mary Charlotte DeMondi.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's so great to be back.
Well, you've been away for some weeks now. What have you been up to?
I've been working on a project having to do with sustainable agriculture, and it's been very interesting and very exciting, and took a little bit of time to travel around and study and do research and read books and find out what's going on in that whole area, and we're going to be producing a series on this. One of these days, it takes a long time to do what's, I guess, a little more like investigative journalism than straight-up interviews, but stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and if you want to find out more, you can write to radiocafe@ksfr.org, and we'll let you know about it. But anyway, that's what I've been doing, but now I'm back.
But now you're back. So you're back on the air Monday morning, right?
That's correct.
In your normal time slot. Well, we're very excited to have you back.
Thanks, and thanks, Max, for covering these Fridays. It's been awesome.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's a lot of fun here, being here in the morning. It's, you know, there's hustle and bustle, and it's good to be up early.
Excellent. So Halloween weekend, happy spooky Halloween.
It's a high holiday in my religion, and there's more to do than can possibly be done this Friday.
I've got one here, an event called An Evening of Love and Death, a night of Halloween-themed one-act plays, which are written and performed by locals including Quinn Mander, Tess Light, and Michael Bergen. It's a fundraiser, and all proceeds go to the construction of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society's Traveling Globe Theater set. And all of Aubrey Schwartz's masks from this summer's production of The Tempest will be auctioned off at the event. If you missed The Tempest, you can go to aubreyschwartzdesigns.com. Anyway, doors open at 7 o'clock on Halloween night, tomorrow night, at Warehouse 21. There's a suggested donation, and costumes are encouraged.
There's a lot of costumes being encouraged this weekend, I've noticed. Here's something opening tonight that I think looks really good. This is a show by Don Kendall, the sculptor, called Truth and Beauty, at the Janine Contemporary Industry Gallery down in the rail yard across from the Jean Cocteau. And this is the guy that made the giant blue gorilla in the rail yard. And he's got a whole show of metal animals that he's made out of scrap metal from local junkyards.
He's an awesome artist, Don Kennel at Janine Contemporary.
And that is, that opens tonight, and there's a reception from 5 to 7. You can find out more at Don Kennel, that's KENNELL.com.
Now, there is an event today. The National Parks Art Foundation is doing an artist series with installation artist Marlene Alt. And she will speak about her work and her recent residency at the Fort Union National Monument. That's today at 6 o'clock at Gallery 140 at the Las Vegas Arts Council. That's at 140 Bridge Street up in Las Vegas. You can go to nationalparksartsfoundation.org. And big shout out to our friends up in Las Vegas.
Yes, yes. Do you like opera?
Oh, of course.
We love opera here on the Radio Cafe, but we also love frozen yogurt.
I can't think about one without thinking about the other.
They're intimately related in my mind, and if you are like me, you can go to an event with the Santa Fe Wagner Society at the downtown Yoberry tomorrow night at 2:30, tomorrow afternoon, I'm sorry. And the Wagner Society is getting together for frozen yogurt to get ready for the Met simulcast in the Lenzing. And I think it's going to be fun. If you like opera and frozen desserts, that's tomorrow at 2:30 to 3:30 at the downtown Yoberry.
Excellent. Now, today at 7 o'clock at San Miguel Chapel, the Scordatura Cello, with Hannah Adario Berry playing, and that's at the San Miguel Chapel, which is this beautiful, fairly newly renovated space next to Upper Crust Pizza.
This is the oldest church, right?
It's the oldest church, yes.
In the world,
In the Milky Way galaxy. but anyway, they've got a great concert series over there, and there's stuff coming up. There's this one tonight, and then three more in just the month of November, so check it out.
Let's see, tonight the Santa Fe Waldorf School is having a Halloween party. It is free, and but donations are welcome, and they're going to be enjoying an evening of musical vignettes while strolling along lantern-lit pathways on the campus. This is an opportunity to see and hear works of art from the students there. That is tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at Santa Fe Waldorf School. You can find out more at santafewaldorf.org.
Another thing coming up at 11 o'clock today, the Santa Fe Botanical Garden Ribbon Cutting Ceremony is happening. It's phase two of their expansion, and it's at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden up on Museum Hill, Camino Lejo. If you want to find out more, santafebotanicalgarden.org, and it's a really beautiful thing. And place.
It is. I had no idea until this summer, actually, that we even had a botanical garden.
Right.
And it is very nice. Let's see. Tonight at Photo Eye Gallery, which is a trusted local establishment for artistic photography, there is a show and artist reception called Two Landscapes, England and Peru. These are photographs by the photographer Edward Rainey. And he will be in attendance tonight to answer your questions about his work. The reception runs from 5 to 7 at Photo Eye Gallery on Guadalupe Street. You can find out more at photoeye.com.
And Sunday, the Rail Yard Artisan Market is having a special event. It's a Day of the Dead event from 10 to 4. There's going to be art, face painting, henna tattoos, stilt walkers, psychics, an ancestor altar. You can bring pictures of your ancestors. You can bring little notes, anything you want. Live music by the students of the New Mexico School for the Arts. It's inside the Farmers Market Pavilion on Paseo de Peralta here in Santa Fe.
So you were working on a project on sustainability in agriculture.
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Well, on Tuesday... this Tuesday, there will be a free lecture at the Montesol Charter School on Fishing Smart and Sustainability by the Dutch ecologist André de Roos. Is visiting the Santa Fe Institute, and he will be giving a talk about fish and our waterways. And it looks pretty good. That's this Tuesday from 9:45 to 10:30 in the morning. And if you want to know more about the lecture, you can go to montedelsol.org, or you can contact the following number, 982-5225.
Tonight, a free Friday evening with something for everyone from 5 to 7 at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And let's see, is that right? Yes, the New Mexico Museum of Art, and they're... basically, what they've said is the vibrancy of Santa Fe's modernist community attracted artists like John Sloan, Stuart Davis, and Georgia O'Keeffe. And in the roaring 20s, Halloween parties were all the rage, with themes such as animals or famous people, all with an Art Deco flair. Anyway, they're having a kind of a fall modernism Halloween party. So definitely go check it out.
Let's see, the Jean Cocteau is having a winter kickoff fundraiser event tomorrow on Halloween evening. Activities start at 4 p.m. With makeup artists to paint your face, fun activities for the children. There is a costume party during and afterwards. And the charitable aspect of the evening, there are asking for donations of coats to give to the needy and the cold. So come with two coats, leave with one. That's tomorrow night, starting at 4 to 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema.
Nice, and probably many of us have an extra coat or two hanging around in the coat closet gathering dust.
I'm sure I have one in there somewhere. Who knows what's in there?
New Mexico School for the Arts Theater Department is doing The House of Bernarda Alba, November 5th through 7th. It's a production of Federico Garcia Lorca's play, directed by Elizabeth Wiseman, and performances are at Warehouse 21. November 5th and 6th at 7 o'clock, November 7th at 2 o'clock. And very, very affordable, and extra low tickets for students and seniors. NMSchoolForTheArts.org/tickets.
Let's see, after the... No, tonight at the Jean Cocteau, starting at 10 p.m., you could go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which seems seems appropriate for the sci-fi fantasy crowd that congregates there. But if you would like to get involved, you can go down there to the Jean Cocteau. It is affordable, and I'm sure this weekend there will be an enthusiastic crowd.
Yes, indeed. Now, there's something going on almost all the time on Friday nights and Saturday nights at Pronzo, Geist Cabaret. And on Saturday night, David Geist will be there with Julie Trujillo, and they're doing a Halloween show. The shows are upstairs at Pronzo Italian Grill in the San Busco Center from 6 to 9 in the evening on Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow. And David Geist, you can also check out his pretty new CD, came out this year. It's really quite terrific. So there we go, Geist Cabaret.
Everyone learning to break dance or aspiring to learn to break dance can check out a workshop for B-boys and B-girls at Warehouse 21 tonight at 5 p.m. It is a free event. Tyrone and Allie will teach you to break dance. So you can find out more at the Warehouse 21 website.
Next week, here's a non-Halloween thing. Well, I don't know. Maybe you could interpret it any way you want. But it's called Women and Men, A New Conversation, Transforming Gender Relations. And it's Tuesday evenings, starting on November 3rd and going through December 8th, from 7 to 9 in the evening. And it's about dismantling personal and cultural patterns of gender conditioning through experiential activities. And Shel Goldman and Anne Philemeyer are the facilitators of this. To register, call Shell at 505-231-8707. And you can email him at shell@shellgoldman@gmail. What? Oh, it's shellgoldman@gmail.com. There were two ampersands and I got confused. Shell is spelled with like the shell that you find on the beach.
All right. We've had him on the program.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yep.
Let's see, this Sunday, as usual, the Rail Yard Artisan Market will be in effect. There will be a special Day of the Dead edition with a jazz band, Lizette de la Paz, and there will be artists, psychics, and an altar. That is Sunday from 10 to 4. And did you already read this announcement? No, you did not.
Yes. The artisan market?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I thought this sounded familiar. Moving on.
Moving on to Upaya Zen Center, which is a really wonderful space up on 1404 Cerro Gordo Road. On Sunday from 3 to 4, they're having meditation instruction for those new to Upaya and to meditation. You can get not only Zen meditation instruction, but also Zendo etiquette. It's free. You can register also. You can go to upaya.org, upaya.org. Then there is on Wednesday, the 4th of November, a Dharma talk with Joseph Bobrow entitled Waking Up from War, Transforming Trauma for True Peace. The evening begins with a 15-minute meditation. That's also up at Upaya Zen Center. And lots of stuff going up over there.
I didn't know there was Zendo etiquette, and I should really go to this thing and find out. All these years, I might have been doing it wrong, and I wouldn't have known.
Who knows? I bet at least some of it is common sense.
I'm sure. Let's see. At Santa Fe Clay tonight, from 5 to 7, there is an opening with three of Santa Fe's local treasured sculptors. These are three resident artists at Santa Fe Clay: H.P. Bloomer, Eddie Dominguez and Michelle Goodman will all have works on display at Santa Fe Clay down in the rail yard 5 to 7 tonight. Go check it out.
Excellent. What else do we have going on here? Let's see. I don't want to read ones that you have already read. Here we have. We have one. This is... No, you do one. This is the wrong date. I got the wrong date.
Let's see. At the Chavez Center, you can get ready for the ski season. And looking at this weather, I am anticipating a nice one with some good powder. Let's see, tonight from 6 to 9, you can go to the Chavez Center for a ski swap to drop off your old stuff and pick up new gear. There is no charge if you show up in costume, so wear a costume, go to the Chavez Center, and switch out your old ski gear.
Yeah, my white dog, Milk, is going out for Halloween as a Dalmatian. He's going to paint some black spots on his body.
It's going to get him free admission to a lot of these places.
Exactly. Although he might pass for a Dalmatian, and then they won't think he's wearing a costume.
He would be a small Dalmatian, though. But I guess Dalmatians do come in all sizes and shapes.
Yeah, you know. He'll have to talk his way into it, which God knows he's done before. All right, what else do we have here? Did you talk about what's going on at the Waldorf School?
I did.
Oh. All right, then. I'm getting to the bottom of my pile here. Halloween at the Lensic? Did we do that?
No.
The Shining. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the classic film starring Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall, both playing super creepy, super scary.
One of my favorites.
Is it?
Yeah, this movie's awesome.
I have never been able to watch it because I don't like getting scared in movies, and this is a really scary one. I can't get through it.
Well, you should come check it out. I'm going to be there.
Are you?
Yeah, I will be watching in with the rapt attention.
Well, if people want to have another take on The Shining, you can go to your YouTube and put in a movie trailer called, look for a movie trailer called Shining, where somebody actually cut up a movie trailer to make it seem like a feel-good family movie.
Oh.
It's absolutely hilarious.
This is a whole genre of internet mashups that I really like. I saw Dumb and Dumber cut as an action movie.
Right.
Which is also really good.
Also at the Lensic, Hamlet. Tonight at 7 o'clock, starring Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch, who, ladies and gentlemen, if you saw him playing Sherlock Holmes, you will want to go see him playing Hamlet. It's broadcast in HD from London's Barbican Theatre. Now, hang on. If it's today at 7 o'clock, wouldn't that be like 1 in the morning or something in England?
Good point. I think you might have just busted these people.
It might be a delay.
There might be a delay on this broadcast. But you didn't hear it here.
No.
Don't tell them that we told you.
The Britain's Daily Telegraph calls Academy Award nominee Cumberbatch a blazing five-star Hamlet in this production.
I've heard interesting things about this production. It's been all the buzz, and I'm very interested to see what they're doing with it.
Excellent.
Let's see, here's one from some friends of ours. On this Thursday, at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 7 p.m., there will be a talk by an Israeli writer and peace activist named Miko Peled. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have him on the air next week.
This looks very cool. His parents were leaders in the Zionist movement. He grew up in Jerusalem. Witnessed the strife and tension going on over there and is now speaking out for peace and reconciliation in Israel. His new book is called The General's Son, and he'll be talking on Thursday. And if we're lucky, you'll be talking to him before then, because I would love to hear more from this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks very cool.
He is the son of an Israeli general, and became a peace activist, so that's some pretty intense stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll be hearing more about this during the week, but that's 7 p.m. next Thursday. You can find out more at his website, mikopeled.com, MikoPeled.com.
All right.
Let's see. On Wednesday at 6 to 7 at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living, there will be a presentation on 100 Women Who Care in Santa Fe. Honoring some of our community members here. The Center for Spiritual Living is on Camino de los Marques, and you can find out more at the website 100womenwhocaresantafe.com.
Most excellent. Did you talk about the studio tour at the Audubon Center?
I usually do, but I haven't brought it up this week. But I'd like to remind people that it's up there.
The Audubon Center is at 1800 Upper Canyon Road, and you can tour artist Randall Davies' historic home and studios. And that's today at 2 o'clock.
And the cool thing about this tour is that Randall Davies' historic home and studio is a beautiful old building in one of the most beautiful places in Santa Fe. It's really something that that you can do to get out of the house and stretch your legs and experience some of the natural beauty that Santa Fe has to offer. Although today it's looking, the natural beauty is looking a little bit dampened. Bring an umbrella.
You know, it feels like my native upstate New York.
At this point, it seems exotic, this weather.
I know. It's kind of cool. Let's see. Arlen Asher and Horace Young are playing today, tonight at El Maison, no cover. Boom Roots Collective at the Palace, small cover. The Breaking Dead at Warehouse 21, 6 o'clock tonight, no cover. And at O'Meara Grill, Brian Wingard. And that's from 6 to 9, no cover. And I would like to say that I so love the food at O'Meara Grill. Do you know that place? It's right near Tiny's. It's in that little...
I do. This is where you can eat all-you-can-eat meats while listening to live saxophone players play swinging jazz tunes.
Yep.
It's really something. I can only handle that sort of thing once in a while.
It's a lot of meat.
I have to say. It's a meal for a special occasion, mm-hmm. Unless you have some serious fortitude.
But the other thing is, you can, it's that sort of Brazilian style where they'll bring, you have a little light, and if the light on your table is on, you can turn it on and off, they will just keep bringing meat to your table. And things like bacon-wrapped pork, I mean, it's very serious. But
it's the real deal.
Steak. But vegetarians out there in Radio Land, there is a buffet which is spectacular, which is 99% vegetarian. I've gone there and not eaten meat. And you pay a lesser price if you don't take the meat part.
I had forgotten about the salad bar, which
is fantastic.
Which is very good.
It's more than salad.
And I had forgotten about the light that turns off the flow of meat to your table.
Yep.
Which means that I suppose your trip to O'Meara doesn't have to be an exhausting experience. You could go there and have, you know, a couple bacon-wrapped pork bites and call it a day.
Well, or you can have whatever's on... There's, like, always one meat on the buffet section. And all the rest is different salads and cheeses and mozzarella balls and stuff like that.
I feel like we're getting off topic here.
You think?
All right. But at any rate, the saxophone player is very good. And if you go, what is it, tonight, Tuesday? Is it Saturday?
Today is Friday.
But if you go on Saturday, you can see the sax player, who is very good, at O'Meara.
Tonight. Yeah.
At tonight.
6 to 9.
At 6 to 9.
Okay.
Okay, back to the arts. The non-culinary arts.
But bacon.
But although bacon, you know, is one of the high arts in our book. But back to the literary arts. The Santa Fe Community College has a literary review that they publish, and they are having a reading by the authors in this edition of the review this coming Thursday from 5 to 7 at the community college. It's going to be good. The writers are going to read works of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and exhibit pieces of art. The event is free, and there will be a reception with refreshments. So that's going to be pretty good. The community college has lots of talented young people, and I'm sure this edition is as good as it always is. And if anyone out there would like to contribute to the next edition of the community college's literary review, they could pick up submission forms at both Downtown Starbucks, at the Travel Bug, or at the Santa Fe Public Library, and learn more about how they can submit a work of art or of literature to the Santa Fe Literary Review.
Joyce Group Santa Fe meets at the Santa Fe Public Library on Saturday mornings, tomorrow morning, Halloween morning. It is reading and discussion by lovers of the works of James Joyce, led by the fabulous Adam Harvey, in the pick room of the library. Enthusiasts with all levels of knowledge are welcome. It's free. It's from 10 in the morning till 12:30.
If you're remotely interested in James Joyce, this is a good way to discover how many people around here are actually very enthusiastic about this topic. The pick room is pretty lively on Saturday mornings. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, it's I love this town.
It's the strangest place I've ever lived.
It's so small and it's so big.
It's a paradox for sure. Let's see. The Crowbar is a new venue downtown where the Borough Alley Cafe used to be.
Ah.
And it's open. It's just open. I mean, can't be more than a couple days. And they are tomorrow night opening a Dia de los Muertos show featuring visual art by Anai Herndon, Anya Khan, and David Santiago. And this will be a grand opening reception with music and promises to be a good time in a brand new venue for visual and performing arts. At 6 to midnight tomorrow at the Crowbar.
Now, here's the oxymoron listing of the week. Psychic haunted house at the Center for Inner Truth. And that is at 1807 2nd Street, let's see what it says here. Suite 84, I believe. For more information, 920-4418. Come in costume for your tarot card reading. And there's a prize for the best outfit. It's from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon tomorrow, and it's free.
Now that's interesting, and I certainly would like more information about that. I like to get lots of information before I enter haunted houses, just on principle. It's a,
so do you believe in, after the interview this morning, I got to ask you, do you believe in ghosts?
I am a willing skeptic. I've never experienced one myself, but I would be perfectly willing to do so if any ghosts out there would like to have a conversation on the radio. I would be happy to broadcast it.
Weird Science Night at the Santa Fe Children's Museum from 4 to 7 tomorrow. It's an event for mini scientists, including making potions, slime, and invisible ink. Don't forget your costume.
Let's see. On Sunday, Nacha Mendez and company are playing at El Farol, as usual, from 7 to close. The Major Dudes are playing at Evangelos starting at 8:30. Guitarist Raymond Bermudez is playing at the La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda from 6 to 8. All of the above are free, no cover, and these are, you know, the some of our star musicians in the nightlife scene.
Creature Feature at Molly's Kitchen and Lounge. Mesa Recordings joins Meow Wolf to present a Halloween night dance party with Spoolius Melange, Paul Senet, or Senet, I'm not sure, Numtron, and many more. It's 8 o'clock, and there is a cover.
This is where you'll find me after The Shining at the Lensic. I will probably be at the Creature Feature at Molly's Kitchen.
Excellent.
And then on Monday, you will probably find me at Cowgirl Karaoke at the Cowgirl from 9 to close. No cover. You can practice your performing arts abilities and croon a few tunes to the Cowgirl crowd.
And lots of music on Halloween night. Don Curry playing Palace Rock, playing classic rock at the Palace from 5 to 8. Felix y Los Gatos playing at the Cowgirl at 8:30, no cover. Gordy Headley at Cafe Greco on 233 Canyon Road. all kinds of blues from noon to 3, no cover. This is all Halloween party with DJ 575. At the Palace. So, and let's see, Halloween Bash with Pigment at 2nd Street Brewery at the Rail Yard.
Let's see, The High Note, another new venue downtown, where The Den used to be, is now a upscale jazz club. And on Wednesday, singer-songwriters Jono Mason and Jason Blum will be there at 8 p.m. Call the venue for the price.
So lots more always that we couldn't get to. I hope a lot of you guys made it to the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. I'm sorry I wasn't here to cover that, but lots of films at our local independent movie theaters. Hey, can I do the outro?
Yeah, yeah. Mary Charlotte, welcome back. Why don't you do the outro?
Oh, Maxwell Lucas, thank you so much for doing Speaking of the Arts all these weeks.
Oh, it's been so much fun. You have the best job in the world.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes and also at the podcast app on your smartphone. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that jazz, everybody stay safe and stay warm on these rainy days here in Santa Fe. We love the rainy days. And, you know, also, it's a really good time to adopt a puppy.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget all the cats and dogs out there that would love to find homes in this weather.
Yep, if you don't do anything else on Halloween, just go to one of your local shelters or rescue organizations and maybe get a little companion animal. Hasta la vista, everybody. We'll see you next week. Ciao.